Para español, marque 2. Marque 2. Marque 2. Marque 2.
Episode 36. Save yourself. This is a
program.
Freeform.
100000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
False memory,
daydream,
appearance. I try to understand.
Trying to understand.
Is it wrong to be angry or criticize the dead?
After all,
what if they're dead because a decision they made went wrong?
Thanks.
That went wrong.
Thanks.
That went wrong. Recently, I've been toying with using only the few facts that I have. Instead of conjecture. Don't make shit up.
Embrace the world.
It doesn't have to mean anything.
Look.
Save yourself. Not too painful. Not anymore. Not too much.
conjuring him. It hurts. It's painful.
Maybe still relevant at 23.
Casual.
Relaxed. Kind.
Beautiful person. I felt I lucked out.
By having a son who was so
helpful as my son.
Creator.
He was training a lot in jiu-jitsu and MMA.
You can also say.
I have a video of his first fight.
I can't watch it.
It's too painful.
He looked into the camera. They told me later.
He thought I was watching. I was.
I think we prefer getting high in private.
Because we know it's fucking stupid. Real stupid.
Right?
That may take some getting used to for drug users who get high in a clinic.
It's not so sexy.
Sure.
It was like a dance. countless times. She danced. She knew it was time.
The world.
She danced. She danced.
Embracing it. It all seemed strangely familiar. Like we had each done this before.
A true religious. No one knows. Everybody goes.
The animal. I knew she was happy to have us close by. Her pet humans.
Being calm,
taking in the moment, and grateful that we could be there.
Grateful,
be there.
Great. Things are rough.
They are rough. Never smooth when they're happening. Too many variables. But therein lies the art, the moment. What you play in that moment can only be played in that moment.
Because it only ever was.
This moment.
This moment.
Dissonant.
She didn't want to die. She fought against it. I could see
accepting.
She blew out.
She lifted her head.
It was sad, but it wasn't.
It was weird. Experiencing a passing.
Grateful.
Not everything has to mean something. Why don't I feel grateful when I think about my son?
Why don't I feel grateful when I think about my son?
I want to feel grateful, you know, that I had the time that I had with him. Feels undone, unraveled,
unfinished.
Is that just me interpreting it?
Probably.
It's a shitty way to die, son. He made a choice I wish he didn't make. He took a path
I wish he didn't take.
It doesn't have to mean anything. But you could save yourself. Maybe fentanyl is forcing us to look at
what we're doing to ourselves.
Because it's so deadly, the margin. Impossible to have any excuse. There's no margins. There's no art. It's just Russian roulette.
It could be that.
Or something else. The thrill of Russian roulette compared to the high, making the risk worth it.
He died. He died.
Fentanyl provides an opportunity for us to look at our drug use as a culture.
I can help you with that. I can help you with that.
That's entertainment.
He's dead. He's dead.
And it's not just the death. It's the shitty life.
Right.
It's the families that are destroyed. The hearts that are broken. It doesn't mean anything.
Your death doesn't mean anything.
Potential that the world will never know.
It's entertainment.
A self.
What do you want? What do you want? There's only one.
A work of art.
What do you want? What do you want?
All right.
What did you want?
It's entertainment.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's choosing. And once you're in it,
you could save yourself. You could save yourself.
You could do that. You're the only one. You've made yourself a prisoner, a slave. 100. I'm afraid
for all of us. What we're losing
I can never get my son back. Maybe you can fight back. You don't even know about the tear your death will leave in the fabric of everything.
This is a program.
Everything. What is it? Do we have no choice in the matter? Some choice? The whole voice?
What a loss. Maybe you can save yourself.
Nobody can save you from what you do in private.
It was private.
This program, yeah, is just my little way through the forest. Through the forest.
What a loss. What a loss. Maybe you can save yourself. What a loss. It was
private.
What a loss. What a loss.
100000.
Maybe you can save yourself.
I dream about the music I would have made with my son. Or heard him make. I entertain myself. This is the part where I shake around. This podcast is a memorial to my son. It doesn't need to become something else. An advocacy program for people that aren't going to do anything but what they want to do.
Thanks.
I got a crash course in overdosing after my son died. I learned that it only takes about a week for a heroin addict, presumably a fentanyl fentanyl addict to detox. Maybe a heroin addict will feel shitty, but they're not gonna die. And you know why you feel shitty, because you are detoxing from a lethal bullshit drug.
I can help you with that. 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 I can help you with that.
So there's gotta be something else about it. Something else about it all that keeps it in play. Makes 10-year addicts out of everybody before they die.
Before they die. Before they die. Before they die.
Something that we must like about it. A lot.
What a loss. What a loss. What a loss. Maybe you can save yourself. Just like you. It was private.
Private. It's entertainment.
What a loss. What a loss. What a loss. Maybe you can save yourself.
Maybe. Doesn't have to mean anything, right?
Just getting started. This is a program. This is a program.
I can help you with that. I can help you with that. I can help you with that. I can help you with that.
By which I mean, nobody can help you with that.
But you could save yourself. Something a living version of you might have said.
I cannot help you with that. What do you think? I would have begged him.
Doesn't mean anything. I acknowledge the drive in our species to get high. It doesn't mean anything. It's not going to go away.
What do you think?
But is there a way to channel it? He's dead. But you can still save yourself. You can save yourself.
What a loss. Maybe you can save yourself.
It's always private.
What a loss.
How do you not want something anymore? Maybe with opiates, it's when you're not breathing anymore. You're not wanting it anymore.
Maybe you can save yourself.
Maybe. Did my son dance his death? Does it even mean anything to have had a life? You can still save yourself.
He died privately.
My cat knew how to die. The high must be really good.
I can help you with that.
How do you
not
like something?
I can help you with that.
That you love.
My cat knew how to die. Something humans have lost. How to dance out. What a loss.
How do you fight something? That you love. Maybe you.
He died in the most mundane, sad way.
Look. It's a crime.
Hey, tomorrow, you didn't stick around. What about the pleasure I took in his life?
What a loss. What a loss.
We have to say that. I want people to know.
Maybe you can save yourself.
That's what he would have said.
What a loss. What a loss.
It doesn't mean anything.
That's what he would have said.
Just the facts.
Maybe you didn't save yourself. What a loss.
I don't think my son would have wanted anyone else to die the way that he did. Which should tell us something about the way he died. We shouldn't ignore it, gloss it over, not talk about it because it's uncomfortable, or speaking ill of the dead. The dead teach us. The living teach us. Anyway, here's a little music.
My mistake.
But I imagine that my son would have said something like, maybe you can save yourself.
Mr. Nobody.